Hello, everybody. This is Double Brain Think Tank. It's been a little bit of a wait in between episodes, but that's because we moved residencies. We now live in the biggest apple in the world.
Yeah, it's such a big of an apple that people are like, hey, man, we don't like fruit that size. So they put it on a... They split it into some islands and stuff, and, you know, That's the story. Angie wants me to project.
No, it just...
But it's hard because...
No. Just getting closer to Mike is good.
I got laryngitis.
Yeah. Which I guess is contagious.
It is contagious.
Okay, well, we're all gonna get that, I guess. But yeah, we live in New York City, the city of...
Dreams.
There's a lot of pigeons who coo outside my window.
It's the sunshine.
My only concern is the pigeons cooing really loud.
No, they coo super loud, but I love that. I love that feature because they have a nest on the fucking AC over there.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, I didn't actually see that before.
If I read an article about pigeons and it says if they have a nest somewhere and the baby's born, then it wants to spend its whole life like near that area. So like, if someone had the gull, they could remove the nest and not make this a pigeon coop.
I feel like no one's gonna remove that fucking...
Yeah, because it's if there's a AC on the other side, they're definitely not removing that to play with a pigeon's nest.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
At least it seems like a nice corner for him.
Yeah, it's not outside my window, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty... I mean, you can see it outside your window, but it's not exactly
outside
your
window. He's not cooing in my ears.
I mean, sometimes when I'm in the bathroom, like... You know, I'll be sitting on the toilet and I'll hear, like, soft cooing and I'll be like, what the hell?
I'll always think it's, like, crying or laughing.
Yeah, like, I'm like, are you laughing in there?
Yeah, but it's literally, like...
But they're just cooing at the window.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Yeah, my coworker used to do a really good pigeon coo for me whenever I would ask because I really enjoyed it. And now I just get that shit for, I mean, on demand, you know?
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I, you know, we're just out here living and such.
Yeah. I got a temp job that I've been doing, and I have a ton of interviews for other stuff.
I have a lot of interviews as well. We've been on that grind, meeting a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
You know, we've got music stuff in the pipeline. We want to go really hard with that stuff. So if you're a fan of our music, you know, there's that to look forward to. If you're not, I don't know how you even know about this podcast.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. But you know what? Maybe give it a second try. You know? Come on.
Yeah. Click that play button.
Yeah, you know you
don't
love us.
Don't be shy. Don't be coy.
Yeah, you know you
don't
love us.
Don't be silly and goofy.
You know you love us.
Yeah, you know you love us, baby. But that's about what it is. That's what it's about.
That's what it is.
Drinking a lot of seltzer, making a lot of friends.
Oh, you're drinking a lot of seltzer?
Yeah.
I didn't drink any seltzer.
I keep getting the Hal's seltzer from the corner store.
The bodega?
Yeah, I was going to say that, but then I was like, it's not really a bodega.
I mean, yeah.
Just because, in my mind, a bodega is run by Puerto Rican people.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're not Puerto Rican, so to me, it's not
Exactamente.
See, it's Labrador. So I'm just like, all right, but, like, we still are... We're out here rocking.
Yeah, we're rocking.
There's a dog park we like to hang out, and we don't have a dog. We just see, like, weird breeds that no one's ever seen before.
Yeah. No, it's a nice park. I did some research today because in my temp job, there was literally a point where we had nothing to do, and she told us to just sit for a few hours, make a few bucks. And so I looked up Irving Square, and it turns out it's named after Washington Irving, the guy who wrote, like, stories like Rip Van Winkle and shit like that. Like, that guy who, like, wakes up, he, like, takes a nap, and then he wakes up, like, 30 years later, and he's like, you know, everything's changed, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But the park is named after him, apparently, and his pen name was I forget the first name, but the last name was Knickerbocker.
Oh, so that's why the other street's named Knickerbocker?
Yes, and he was born in New York, And he wrote a ton of stuff about this place, like books, obviously stories.
Of stuff about this place.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just thought that was cool. Also, something kind of depressing. The first time a female police officer died in New York City was actually at the Wilson stop.
Like the train stop?
The station, yeah.
I mean,
it was like 1978 or some shit.
I was gonna say, the stop doesn't seem like a lot of bad things are happening there.
Oh, I mean, I imagine it was very different back then anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 40, 50 years.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm certain it's very different.
Oh, I'm certain. I'm very certain it's very different.
All right, man. Do you want to poke the bear?
I'm not poking any bear.
Okay,
I'm having a fun little time with my sister.
You're pulling my...
Hey, if anyone's listening to this and you can find my nose ring, let me know. I lost it.
Dude, I swear to God, just, you know, you need, like, one a day nose rings or some shit.
Probably.
Like you know, one a day nose rings.
Yeah.
And then just, like, a pile of metal on your floor.
That would be such a waste.
No, it would be beautiful because you would always have a nose ring, my dear.
But that's, like, metal.
Yeah, well, you can melt it all together and then sell it at a pawn shop. Or you can just sell it all at a pawn shop and they'll melt it for you, but... I think, you know, actually, yeah, you should probably let them melt it for you because maybe you're going to make it and it's not going to be, like, the shape of metal bar they want or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get involved in the industrial side of things.
Yeah, I mean, I would, but, you know, if it required that, for
sure. A person we met playing a show here... just invited us to hang out, even though I can see on their Instagram story it's their graduation date, which is really funny.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, I'm seeing, like, a bunch of cap and gown stuff, which is hilarious.
Oh my god, what the hell? Maybe that's why they want to party.
Yeah, with us, because we are staples of New York colleges. Yes.
And dope, wait. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's gonna be crazy, though, because when all the NYU students leave and stuff, I'm like... who's gonna be annoying, you know?
That's up to us, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I will make up for it tenfold, personally.
You don't have to do such a thing.
Yeah.
But you may. I think I just want more seltzer. I'm gonna wrap up this episode because we're clearly very busy.
Yeah.
There will be more to discuss soon.
Oh, there's a lot
going
on.
I went to a clown party. Before we end, I'll explain a clown party. I went to a clown party I was invited to my first week here. It was just a bunch of people in clown outfits, and someone was blowing balloon animals and making, like, a ton of them at the party.
Oh, God, you know, that feels like a sex thing. I know it's not, but...
It was not.
No, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, if someone says that, like, I feel like it's a sex thing. Like, yeah. I know it's not. I know that it's not, but it just sounds like
it. It does sound like a sex thing, but I went to a clown party, and there's someone blowing up a bunch of balloon animals. It was wild. It was fun. You know, love you, New York, so far. I think you should get on employing me, though. But,
yeah. Hey,
beggars can't be choosers, I guess. All right, peace out.
Peace out.
See
love
you next week, Double Brain Think Squad.
Stain.
Don't forget to
pink
do
tank.
Whatever people do with podcasts.
Yeah.
All right, later, bro.
Later, bro.